The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in this morning, we do appreciate it. We are very grateful that you would choose to make us part of your mornings. We never take that for granted. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada at the D. Before we bring in the crack man, yes, I was correct. Looking over Kelly's shoulder, it is season-ending injury for the Knicks all-star forward Julius Randle. He will undergo season-ending right shoulder surgery. Been out since January 27th. They were hoping that this wouldn't be the case, but it is in fact the case that he has done. And then you have the confusion over the OG and Anobi injury.
Yeah.
So you're right, getting back to our original points about the Bucks, and I was, you know, sort of making the point about Doc Rivers, but your point is valid, which is, all right, yeah, but if not the Bucks, who?
Yeah.
To contend with the Celtics, if you will. I will say the Heat, they're always there, but your point is well taken, especially now hearing about this with the Knicks.
Yeah, it's pretty well. It sucks because this was, you know, we joked about, like, we joked a lot of, like, during the football season. This was like my turn to be on the Chargers. It was last season. You had a bad bet. This was my turn where I was like, this Knicks team, I'm finally coming around. It took like 3 years. I finally come around to this Knicks team doing something.
Yeah.
These injuries are massive, though. Fred, Julius Randle being out, you're not going anywhere. OG Anunoby, if that's a problem into the postseason.
Not the combo of the two. You're not going anywhere. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I want to clear the slate here before we get to crack. This is from Forrest Lehman. I'll push the Wemby Defensive Player of the Year, but give more love to me and Jason's tickets on Nas for sixth man. Another big game yesterday, and he sat the fourth quarter. Give Nas his due. I'm not giving Nas his due.
I think there's a really good chance he wins that.
Yeah. We just remember that was the whole discussion about, will voters give him credit for the games he starts? That's the conundrum with that one. Ian McDonald, Wemby doesn't have a teammate that would be a top eight player on a conference finalist. Tells you how good he is. This is from, couldn't agree more, by the way. This is from Eric Berg. Here's my only question about UConn. This is such a great point. Why was UConn flying Allegiant? NCAA for the win again. By the way, that is not a joke. They were flying Allegiant.
The answer is easy. When do all of us fly Allegiant? When there's no other choice.
Chris Hartman's throwing around, talking about the Masters, throwing around that meme. This was such a great comment from Quincy Matalota. For anyone who doesn't understand how betting odds work, Rory at plus 800 at 8-1 means that if you bet $100 on Rory winning the Masters, you lose $100. That's been making the rounds. Charlie D. USA, Jason W., mechanical issues. Then he has, what's the Austin Powers? Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil with a pinky in the mouth. Mechanical issues. And Nemesis Enforcer, wonder if state tax liability factors into sports team travel. I've always thought that with NFL travel. I don't know the answer to that, quite frankly. But Allegiant didn't work out for UConn, that's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberg. Let's go, baby.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
How we doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
All right. Just Mr. Fezzik texts me some baseball plays. I know we mention him every week, but people like to know that kind of stuff.
Oh, I mentioned his football thoughts earlier on the show as well.
Yeah. You know, he had a really good baseball season last year. Let's see. Minnesota minus 152 and Kansas City minus 165. He just sent me.
He's fading the Guardians.
Oh, wow. You know,
I don't like it.
It's tough to win two medium favorites like that. I mean, tough to win laying 150 on two games.
Yeah, absolutely, like, you know, it is. Yeah.
You go 1-1, you lose half a unit there. You get whacked more than half a unit.
Borchard met his demise fading the Guardians yesterday. We'll see if Fezzik does as well. I'm just borrowing them for a month, Adam Burke. Just borrowing them for a month. I have a bet on them. All right, Billy.
Yeah.
How'd the closing of the Trop go?
I didn't go. I went a few days ahead of time.
I didn't go.
You know what? I didn't realize how good that was talking about that last week.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Now, I retweeted what you said, but I already had a video up, and then I retweeted what you said on Monday or Tuesday. And it got tons of response.
I saw,
People like to know about that kind of stuff. You know, like I just think it's like almost nothing. Like, but like it's funny. A couple people were like,
"Well, it's a funny story too, right?" Because you guys had it all set up,
had it all
and
set. Were
super ready to go.
Randy
and
flew then, into town.
If it weren't for those pesky kids,
right?
That one detail,
right? It was the last
for those who missed it. Crack pointed out that when a casino closes, they are obligated to pay out the jackpots that are still pending by gaming regulation. They must. And so they were all ready to flood the zone with bodies and maximize your chances to win all this money. And then you guys remembered at the last minute. Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't remember. I found out.
Oh, you
I
found
walked
out.
In and I seen the progressives and stuff, and I started inquiring.
You know, this is public information.
Yeah, but you don't want to know something, honestly?
Yeah.
Casino personnel never gets it right.
Yeah.
They don't know. You have to go to different levels of management. They don't even know. They just don't. It's like most casino people that are in a suit, they want to go 8 hours, do their shift, don't get asked a single question, don't make a decision, and just go home and steal a check.
Bill didn't know that the Trop was owned by Bally's, which owns multiple properties.
Yes.
So it was not the same mom and pop situation.
No, like Riviera closed and they had to give away the money there. They didn't have any other properties.
Yeah.
So the Trop had to give away the money up in Lake Tahoe, which may be a good opportunity. I just don't know when the money's going there.
Yeah.
In other words, and it's going to be a lot because I went around taping the progressive banks. Going to be a lot of money that's going to be going, the extra bonus money, even the table games. Let's say the what's a table game with a progressive? I don't know. Like if they have a Caribbean stud, let's say.
Yeah.
So the jackpot's up to 240,000. It starts at 100. Well, that 140,000, that was obtained, that money, by people playing.
Yeah.
So that money has to be given back to the public according to gaming.
Yeah.
Now, I'm very cynical. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you brought this
up. I'm very cynical.
Yeah.
I want to see that every grocery dollar goes to the right places across the, you know, up eight hours away. Or
Billy wants a paper trail.
I want a paper trail. I want to know where the money went to, what machines, what banks. I mean, so eventually, probably the Bally's property at Lake Tahoe will benefit from this to customers, but I'm not going to go all the way up there, you know. But, however, if I knew, hey, it's going in there on Monday for the next 5 days, they're going to be giving them this money away, yeah, I definitely would go.
This is a broad question, so I'm curious. So closing of a casino, I'm just thinking about, like, all the sort of angles, all the things that you would want to exploit in the world of gaming. Closing of a casino, I would imagine, is probably up there. What is, like, the one thing? I'm sorry to put you on the spot for this.
No.
But what's the right one thing in the world of gambling, in the world of casino gaming, where you're like, because you said, I won't go to Tahoe for that, but that's a different story. But what's the one thing that happens where you're like, I must be there, I must exploit this, nothing can hold me back from this?
Hmm. Exploit it? I don't really, you know.
Okay, you don't have to use that word.
No, I don't know. Hold me back? Listen. There's a slot person, I'm not going to mention his name. Someone will come mention it probably. He exploits all the everything that is an advantage he finds out, and he just plays it to the hilt and just keeps on going and ruins it for everyone. Not ruins it for everyone else, but he just exploits it to the max because he can't just do it himself. He has to bring in a whole team of people and that he pays per hour to play. And like there was a situation where there was a $500,000 giveaway recently. And he, instead of just sitting down wanting to win his share, no, he wanted to win the whole $500,000. So he brought his whole team in and locked up. And now he wants to pay him $20 an hour to play, or 25 cash an hour to play and to gain entries. Now you have the trust factor, which he had a problem with somebody. He had a problem. One of the guys said, you know what?
Oh.
That's $100,000. I'm keeping it. Do what you want to do. Most of these guys are, you know, they're not doing nothing.
That's not surprising at all. So, let me go back to the same question, but let me give you options. So, a bad line at a sports book, a loose machine in a casino.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to think of all the different things, and I'm trying to think which is the one that spikes your excitement the most. You're like, get out of the way. I got to get there.
You know, I'm gonna talk about something here. I retweeted it last week. Nolan Dalla used to be the head of the World Series of Poker. He's a journalist. He wrote an article about a situation back east with a sports book that let him parlay the Kansas City Chiefs winning this weekend with the Kansas City Chiefs. This is in the playoffs. Winning and then winning the Super Bowl. Let them parlay it together. In other words,
oh my.
By the way, it was only one more game in between. So
correlated.
It was parlays. Really correlated, yeah. So he was like, how much do I bet on this? So I retweeted it if anyone wants to go back and look in the article. And you know what?
Where was this?
PointsBet.
Oh,
PointsBet was a sports book. It was in Chicago. So that was, I think it's Hawthorne, I think. It's a racetrack in Chicago. Now, let me just tell you, for someone that used to be a spokesperson for PointsBet, which I was when they first opened up, but I just didn't realize how hard it was going to be to make bets there. And people were coming after me and coming to me and, hey, crack, they did this, they did that, they did, you know, like, I mean, they just even, you know what happens? The guys in risk, they were in Jersey City. I went to the office a couple times. All nice people. The management, all nice. I knew the, of course, the head of the place, the president. And I tried to tell the president, let me just tell you what's happening. Your guys in risk are costing you a ton of money. Here's nine different people that DM me or tag me. You're throwing the squares out. You know, they're limiting the squares. The guys that are total squares, just so they don't have big risk on their shoulder. That happens at a lot of sports books, by the way. Yeah. I'm not picking on points, but it happens at a lot of different sports books. The risk department doesn't want to have anything happen on their shift. However, what that does, it costs the company money in volume, and it costs the company money not only in volume, which equals profit. So that happens a lot. That's something. But anyway, the situation happened. He betted a couple times, and it obviously Kansas City won the Super Bowl, and that correlation. And he was worried he weren't going to pay. They paid, so it was obviously shouldn't be. It's you know, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. The software shouldn't have taken it.
I was going to say, how do they let that?
The software shouldn't take it.
A mistake. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I would have jumped on it.
So maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer to the question. The correlated.
But not like I wouldn't do it to Circa, or I wouldn't do it to certain sports books.
Yeah.
But the sports books that try to cheat you or, you know, sweat the money, yeah, they got trouble for me.
Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wisecracks. No.
That's it.
Wisecracks, name of the podcast. We're coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, don't forget to check out the new VSiN.com. Valero Texas Open Odds front and center with the boys from Long Shots, specifically Wes Reynolds in this case. Also some expert NHL best bets and predictions from Johnny Lazarus. We got some women's NCAA tournament Final Four thoughts from Tyler Shoemaker, the T-Shoe Index. He was on the show last week. Women's Final Four resumes tomorrow. NIT tonight on the men's side. VSiN.com. Check it out. It is looking good. Oh, you didn't know this was my water? You didn't.
That's yours.
You're one of these. You're like on Curb Your Enthusiasm, where you're like, you have hash marks in between your hash marks.
Yes.
Where you want the water.
No, you're on his side, man.
Yeah, it was hovering.
Yeah.
Over.
I don't want to hover. Sorry.
Yeah. Get on your side over there.
Noted germaphobe Bill Krakenberger.
It's like when you go away with like my wife, I have to put a giant pillow between us. That's your territory.
The airplane armrests become a problem with that. You got to battle for positioning there.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Trust the glove. My Rudy bet fears the power of your microphone. Now the script readers are catching wind of statistics. I can only hope the everybody gets a trophy kids feel bad about last year's vote. Not helping, Gil. Thank you, Trust the Glove.
I don't even know where that was going, but I like the script readers.
Yes, script readers. I think he's talking about mainstream. He then continues. He goes, okay, I've got money on Wemby. You win. Now let's win together. There you go. The big news here this morning, I'll get to more tweets a little later, but the big news here that has come down, if the Oakland Athletics move is big news to you.
I was going
to
say.
Let me just couch it that way. And it is to some of us in Vegas because the thought was that where the Trop was going to be the new ballpark. Well, no. Jeff Passan reporting now officially. This happened. This sort of whispers of this came down yesterday. I wasn't sure if it was true. Jeff Passan now reporting the Oakland A's plan to move to Sacramento for the 2025-27 seasons with an option to play there in 2028 as well.
Wow.
The team announcing. They will play in Sutter Health Park, just over 10,000 seats. With grass outfield seats to increase capacity to 14,000 for at least three seasons.
Jesus. And the second news is the Trop's reopening Monday.
That's right. And by the way, which brings up casino openings, which is a whole new thing that we haven't talked about. Well, no, we have talked about it before. Yes, Kelly.
I have a follow-up tweet. Okay, yeah. from Jeff. That was the first one. The option year for the A's moving from Oakland to Sacramento gives the team flexibility if its stadium in Vegas is not complete.
There you go.
Originally, the A's wanted to be in Vegas by 2027. Then it was 2028. Now it could be as late as 2029.
Okay.
So Vegas still on the table, just pushed back.
I feel like it's like, you know, that thing in the movies where when the party is late and the people are like, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. That sounds like Oakland and the Athletics right now.
Yep.
So they're going to Sacramento where, again, option to come to Vegas, but the ballpark capacity, let me just repeat that, just over 10,000 seats. This is, last I checked, check on this for me, Kelly, a Major League Baseball team. Can you do the research on that? 10,000 seats with grass outfield seats to increase capacity to 14,000. And then passing quips, he goes, there's slightly less foul territory at Sutter Health Park than there is at Oakland Coliseum.
You know what? I'll go Dollar Loan Center on this. Sounds perfect for the A's.
Dollar Loan
Center. Sounds like, you know, like we, what do we love about Dollar Loan Center? It's
4,000.
You're on top of the action.
Kelly, for the rest of our lives, we will be able to say we laid eyes on Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson for the first time in our lives in the flesh at the 4,000-seat Dollar Loan Center, where there was about, what, 200 people there?
Oh, yeah. Maximum. Yeah.
It's incredible. By the way, I know you were joking about, and the Trop then opens back on Monday, but we were just talking about casino closings.
Like, what are they doing with that space for 4 years?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I don't get it.
One major corner of Trop and the Strip. Yeah, is now going to be a dead zone.
Amazing. That's like all those years. Kelly said it right. Well, what are you doing for all those years? I mean, removing asbestos? I mean, what are you doing that many years?
can I sell parking spaces there or something? Like, just demolish it, build a huge parking lot?
Bro. I got to be blunt. That was my parking spot there. I would park and walk across the MGM.
Yeah.
It was easier to get to the sports book there than parking in the garage or valet. Much easier. You had to walk all the way to the back. I mean, it was like a 4 or 5 pound day for me.
I'll never forget moving out here and one of those first conversation you have with, I don't even remember who it was, whatever Vegas better. And it's like, all right, here's what you need to know about Vegas. And it's like, you park at the Trop and then you walk anywhere else.
A very well-known hack.
Yeah, exactly.
To parking. Yeah.
Now, you guys, I don't know. So you guys are younger than me, so you don't know. I don't remember. There was actually places here in town, someone could tweet us where, that you could drive up and make a bet. Like, you could drive up to a drive-through. Wow. Yeah, I think it might have been the Riviera. Like, it was before me, though. Yeah, by the way, there was more than one. There was like two or three drive up, make a bet like a McDonald's. You're just making a bet, handing the money over the counter. They're handing you a ticket at value. You know, you're betting the sportsbook drive-through. You ever hear that?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't know anything about that myself.
Maybe someone will tweet us where it was at.
Do you do the Caesars 7-star hack where you park in the side parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good call. Of course. I'm a valet guy anyway, so I like to give him money anyway. But like the front of valet, I like to leave my car there because it's safer, to be honest with you. So
you mentioned something there as a joke. I want to just seize on, because you're like, oh, hey, and then, you know, the Trop reopens on Monday.
Yeah.
We were just talking about casino closings and how you could exploit that. But casino openings, for those who don't know, when those happen, we've talked about a couple things. One, there's the Randy McKay, you know, eagle eye, keen, educated casino better, who is able to case out the joint, if you will.
Case is the right word.
Case, yeah. And
you're absolutely right.
And figure out where the machines are that he could exploit. And then there's remember when Circa opened, what was they did a no vig thing, you said?
No vig. Yeah, Fez reminded me of that. It was across the street at, at the Golden Gate. Well, that way, actually. I'm thinking I'm at Circa. We're not good enough for Circa. Okay, down the street there. So, down the street, they had no vig for when they opened their sports book. You know, they got rid of the William Hills and they put the Circa brand in there. And, that was it. I remember I bet three games. I went 3-0. That was, I ran really lucky, 5,000 a game. And they had a massive loss that day as a good promotion. They lost a good six figures.
Loss leader, I guess they would call
leader.
It. Loss
leader.
Yeah.
Yep.
The old business term.
There it is.
What's that?
Mr. Fezzik.
What do you say?
Imperial Palace had a drive-through betting, and so did the Fiesta. Boy, I thought it was a riff.
Okay.
So Imperial Palace, that must have been, years ago, obviously, but before it changed over. Now, is that called the Link now? Is that the new name?
That's the name, the Link.
Okay. So that was the IP. And so they had, you could drive right through. Imagine even the little local Fiesta to get your tickets. Oh my God, pretty cool. Pretty cool. But anyway, I knew they had them. I just didn't know where.
Hey, Kelly, we have a college basketball pool winner. Remember we did our little pool?
Yeah, we do. We did our draft before the NCAA tournament started. We all selected four teams.
Who had the first pick?
Bill did.
Bill had
it went Bill, Gil, Kelly.
Yeah.
We went around, took four teams each. Would you like a review of everybody's teams?
Please.
Gil's card was Houston, Arizona, Kentucky, and Creighton.
Oh, my God, is that bad?
My card was Auburn, Tennessee, Marquette, and Illinois.
Slightly better.
Bill Krakenberger's, everybody. UConn, Purdue, North Carolina, Iowa State.
Wow, Bill Krakenberger's a winner.
But I got to be honest with you.
You know your college basketball, hey, look, now, buddy.
Kelly just gave me the 100.
Yeah.
By the way, I took out a gangster bankroll.
Kelly did?
Yes. And he just like flew out 100.
There's like a whole four more.
No. She got, and then
four gangster. More?
And then Gil went to pay me the 100, and out flew a 2-cent stamp and an Indian head penny. And, but it's looks
cash.
Like an elephant stepped on your bank.
Canadian,
I just
got to
cash the tennis ticket.
Now I'll be real blunt. Yeah. I cannot take your guys' money, though.
Oh, stop.
That's
it.
Not what I'm doing.
Stop.
Come on.
Here's
I would have taken your money.
I would have been happy to pay. You were free rolling. All right. So let me just tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bet the $200 that I'm getting from you guys on a I'll give Steve Fezzik's money line parlays here, which I don't, by the way, do not bet money line parlays. I don't agree with that.
Wow.
I just want to bet. So this way, and then we're partners three ways. So actually, in a sense, I am taking $66 from you guys.
So in review, Bill is now taking the money from us.
Oh, hey, wait, what are we betting?
No, you don't have to pay. I'll bet it anyway.
No, we are paying for God's
sake. Yeah, we are paying.
Yeah. No, I don't care. I don't,
okay, and then you're betting it on Fezzik's parlay.
Yeah, I like your idea.
It's not Fezzik's parlay, but you are parlaying.
Yeah, he's got two Minnesota and Kansas City. So
right.
I'll put that out. And guess what we'll do after it wins? We'll do it again.
Roll it over again.
We'll do it again.
This college basketball
suckers.
Thing is going to end up.
We are.
Yeah.
Betting money line parlays. I got an off the wall crazy subject. Jewish delis.
Yes, sir.
So I seen this on Anthony Curtis's. By the way, I love Anthony Curtis's podcast. You want all things all Vegas every Thursday. They're talking over at the downtown Grand here. There's a blackjack tournament and a video poker tournament every Thursday. But they were talking about the Jewish delis that closed. I forgot about these Jewish delis. The Stage Deli MGM gone.
Oh,
Cantor's at Treasure Island gone. Carnegie at the Mirage, which I never thought Carnegie Deli was going to close.
That deli was outstanding.
How did they close?
It was about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Wow.
I think. It was awful what happened.
So now we have Greenberg's at New York. Juniors just opened up Resorts World, Saginaw at Circa. And I just wanted to talk about that.
I've been to two of those three, and they are both subpar.
Pseudo. Yeah.
Subpar, pseudo,
subpar, yeah.
All of them.
No.
More with the crack, man. We're coming back. Numbers game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
For a limited time, we're offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up at VSiN.com/splits. What was that again?
Splitting bets.
The VSiN betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes. You can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to claim your free 2-week access to VSiN's betting splits. Don't strike out on potential winnings. Visit VSiN.com/splits. Start making smarter baseball bets today. Start making smarter bets in general.
That's right.
Are you sucking on a lozenge over there? What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm coughing so much.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Bill. He's sitting right next to you.
You could have the 100 back you touched. And this is all a move. This is all a move to get the 100 back.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. I'm a Ron Burgundy through these. Motor City Mike. Talking about a new venue and being at a football stadium. I'm talking about the UConn plane troubles. A new venue and being at a football stadium, extra shoot around definitely makes a difference for a 3-point shooting team like Bama. Good news for you. All right, I'll run with that. Roger Jones, respectfully disagree. Stephon Diggs likely will be derailed by Stephon Diggs. Blue Hen Bill. So my senior travel softball team, 70 plus.
He's on a senior travel softball team, 70 years old and over. Had two breakdowns at BWI, Baltimore Washington International. Second was because both bathrooms on the plane broke down. We finally got a plane to take off. Then we played horribly. But we sucked anyway. And by the way, we're over 70. Go UConn. No effect from travel. Jimmy Lopez. Would love to get Crackman's take on why Caitlin Clark. No, I don't think we want Crackman's take on that. I'm just protecting you, Bill.
No, you protect me. Yeah, for sorry. Sure protect me.
No, don't do that one. Let's see. Mark Goldberg. Random thoughts. Only thing better than Giants-Orioles World Series, Gil, is Gil, Bill, and Kelly every week along with Wisecracks and the Action Junkies with John Orlando living in Florida. Played DraftKings for the first time while traveling.
Thank you, sir.
Nate Goggins. Watch the defensive player of the year market does when Otani comes out in support of Wembanyama. Right, let's get him to say the good things also.
Jason H11, read his. He's always, he always has
good
tweets.
Here. Jeff Kuykendall, best place to park was the old Barbary Coast. Everything within walking distance. Also, Imperial Palace had a drive-through sportsbook. The silent Mike D, Imperial Palace, he said, used to have the drive-up kiosk. Jimmy Lopez, demolish a trap and open a quarry. Kelly, to compete with the Monopoly in Charlottesville for the hard true courts.
There we go. Now we're thinking.
Oh, man.
That should be cheap real estate.
Trip Tepper, Vegas, Oakland A's, Dalliance turning into the movie Waiting for Guffman. Barry and Keong talking about the Imperial Palace as well.
Yeah, how about that? What he said? You can only place bets. You cannot cash tickets.
Yeah,
what Barry said there.
Yeah, he said, had a small standalone building that you could place bets through the window. This existed into the 2000s, but at the end, you could not cash them, only place them. Stardust had 10-minute parking near the doors to the book.
Oh, nice. Yes, right outside the door. He's right.
Brian M., what are the A's going to do with 14,000 seats at Sutter Health Park? John Smithfield has 1,200. Maybe the A's actually sell a game out there. And Jason H11, Carnegie Deli and its location to the sportsbook was a major reason why I stayed at the Mirage the last couple of years. MGM owned it. That place was the shizzle, he says.
People would stay there for that.
I got to tell you something.
I liked Carnegie.
As someone who, I don't know, maybe a bit of an expert in the matzo ball soups of the world,
sure.
and the bologna sandwiches of the world, that place was off the hook.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. And when it was gone, it was a real, real loss. And so it's not there anymore. But I will say this. Weiss's Deli, if you like, Jewish deli.
Local ones. Weiss's is
still.
It's a little bit. No one knows it.
No one knows
it.
Still.
No one knows it's Weiss's.
It is still the best place.
I think
in
it's
town.
On Green Valley Parkway, I think.
It's in Henderson.
It's in Henderson, down the road from that.
Not like deep Henderson, but Henderson nonetheless. Yeah.
You know, it gets a bad rap. People think it looks, because it's old. It's been there many years.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
And it looks old, and it's not dirty, though. It's not. The food's great. I've been there many times. They have some really good food. And now, listen, we also have some other ones, too. Bagel Cafe in Summerlin, and we have Bagel Mania on Convention Center. Steve Siegel owns that.
Okay.
There's a couple more people should know that.
You had something that's on your mind.
I have a subject. I did an interview last week, and the guy said to me, why do... what's going on with all these different people? How do you make money? How do you keep outs going? How do you keep when outs? We consider outs a place to bet. That's an out. So let me just be blunt. The sharp guy absolutely needs to beard in two other sports books for many reasons. One, legal licensed sports books, you get cut off so quickly now. The average account lasts a week or two. Sharps will always need to get a lot of money down in volume because the outs come to you watered down. So back when I was in this game back, 25 years ago in Jersey and stuff, 20 years ago. So in other words, you'll give me your local guy, and what happens is you split it with me. Or sometimes someone else is getting a piece. I'll get 40% of an out that takes $500. So what that means is every $500 bet I make, I only get $200 for me. Well, think about how many outs I need. I only have it. Let's say I have a 10%, which I don't have a 10% edge. Let's say I have a 10% edge. That means that every $200 bet, that's worth 20 grocery dollars to me, that I have a 10% edge. So you need many of those outs. Now, what happens is you have to make sure your outs are guaranteed. And, that's why I used to say, listen, if I don't, you're playing, listen, Bill Krakenberger's paying you. I'm never going to tell you my partners didn't screw me. You never tell me your bookmakers. That's why you're getting your 50% or 60% or 30%, whatever it may be. So that's the reason why you need lots of outs. Guy screaming behind us. He can't be heard. He could be heard over at the Real Circa. Let me give him the 100. He's gone.
Okay, no, good. You're good.
I was giving him the 100. Listen, how about this now? This is going to be a really sensitive subject for a lot of places. So you can't use a bot, as far as I know, at the legal out. So a bot means it's a robot betting program. When you press a button, it bets all the different outs at the line, at the parameters you set up. So let's say I set up a game and I want minus 120 on a baseball game. So minus 120, it'll hit every single out that has 120 or below, 119, 118, 117. However, 121 and above, it doesn't play them. I don't think you can bet them. As far as I know, you can't bet them at the outs. And then, of course, that would be illegal to do anyway, but I don't think you can even do it. However, what I know you could do is you could leave a computer in a legal licensed state, and you could actually use the computer through a remote desktop program to access from out of state. Now, I've never done this, but I know that it's
not being, you, Billy, not you.
No, I know it's being done. I mean, no. You know, but because if you want to use the legal license sportsbook. So all sensitive stuff, I understand. The most important thing, the power of credit. So you have to have credit, a lot of credit, to make a lot of money. You can't, you got to have credit, or you have to post up, obviously, with the legal places. But let me just tell you what's happened, what I've heard happen, what I see happening. A lot of these newbies that are new to the space go broke. So when they're in Jersey or they're in the legal places, they're posting up their money, they go broke. Now Friday comes. The best example is March Madness. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they got no money left. What happens on Sunday?
We saw that here.
Well, yeah. That happened. Yeah. What happens? They have to go. They say, well, you know, I'm new to the space now. What do I do now? Oh, they unbelievably can go down to the local pool hall or bar or candy store or hot dog cart. That's right. And find a bookmaker and find an illegal bookmaker, by the way. And that's what they do. That's how you get themselves in trouble, because they don't have to post up. People go home and see their credit line. Oh, my God, I have a credit line now. And that's part of why I like to teach responsible gaming. And I'm glad New Jersey pushes that. And that's it. You guys That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
It's really annoying when you get paid in hot dogs, too.
I was wondering.
Yeah. The hot dog cart was she used to book the horses on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. I'm dead serious.
That's great.
They had they booked with the hot dog lady. That's back in the 70s. I mean, actually late 70s. I remember it. Late 70s, early 80s. You know, and just like I'm going to say, just like they put right in the two hot dogs. Okay, wait 1 second. Sorry, I got two. I got to get my money out of my bra and pay this $100 I lost on this exact.
Let me go a different direction. By the way, I'm glad you ended up with a PSA as the conclusion there. My question is this, because I got into a conversation with this, and we'll talk about it after the break. But exchanges. I want to bring this up.
Great
subject. Because, you know, one of the things that I would one of the things that I would have predicted is that more sharp bettors would be using them. In other words, the casual bettors, 95% of bettors that we know who treat gambling as an entertainment vehicle and not as a way to make money, forget exchanges, they haven't learned anything over the years in terms of parlays or even simple stuff at a sports book, and they will never shop around.
Yeah, I was going to say shopping lines.
They will not shop.
They're happier with a bonus.
They don't care.
A little tiny bonus.
They just want to go to the pool. I don't want to care what the other lines are, right? So those guys, I would never expect that. I'm a little surprised that more folks who consider themselves to be sharp bettors haven't done that, haven't gone to exchanges.
After the break, we'll talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I had an old school guy talk about this just a month ago.
Okay.
And he's so right. He's so right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about that on the other side. Bill Krakenberger on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
There has never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook. Listen to this, Bill. Right now, we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers. Earn $500 bonus bet, a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. You can earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Don't wait. Download the app now. Use code ANG.
ANG is in a numbers game.
When you sign up and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager now. How about that?
During the break, we were just talking. I seen it on the screen. I'm like, is that still going? That's an incredible bonus where their competitors have like $100. That's an incredible bonus.
Yep.
And the way I talked about it last week, the way you should use those bonuses is to take underdog money lines. But that's incredible. So now I just heard what happened. So in other words, for every 1,000 you bet, you get 500.
Promo code right? ANG. Yep.
Promo code. Oh,
yep. Up to $2,500 for 3 days.
See if I can get Mrs. Krakenberger to open up an account. Her name.
Bill.
No, just kidding.
I would never do that.
Not me.
Never.
I'm just talking about other people.
Do you have a presence at these exchanges? Do you bet on them?
That's what we were just talking about, too, before the break. Great subject you brought up. I don't, but I'll tell you what, because I'm not in Jersey like I used to be. I used to go 5, 6, 7 times a year. I went once this year. Like, it's just not what I do anymore. And I'll tell you what, though, I definitely would. How can't there be exchanges in other places? Well, I don't know if people really care about them like they should. They don't realize that they're saving so much money per loss.
I don't think it's that. I'll tell you what I think it is.
Maybe because they don't have the marketing budgets of the big companies, too, that aren't out there with the celebrities and the...
The math doesn't work. Like, if you are one of these companies, right, because they're not the big behemoth companies, these exchange companies, right, for them to go into multiple states, the fee involved... And the ramp up.
Oh,
costs.
For them.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant for the customer.
I'm talking for them. That's why. So it's not because the reason that it's not outside of like Jersey and a few other states.
Sure.
Is not because of that. It's because the math doesn't work. Right.
Yeah. The shakedown fees.
The shakedown fees.
Yeah.
Right.
No, they're ridiculous. Go to New York. What's that? 51% or something like that. It's ridiculous.
But I am amazed. Getting back to the original point, I am amazed though that like, listen, there are folks who are betting on those things, but I'm amazed for as many as are the so many that aren't. And I always wonder, I look at them differently when they claim to be a sharp bettor and they're not. I look at them a little differently.
Listen, if you bet the NFL, without a doubt, you're supposed to have one of these markets. There's two of them in New Jersey that are legal licensed, that are opened. You're definitely supposed to have them. You're going to bet, you know, 2, 3, 4 games a week. Some people bet lots more. The money you save on, just cut it in half. Let's say you bet 4 games and 2 games you lose. The 8 cents you're going to save on 2 games, if you bet $100 a game, $16, that will equal so much more throughout the 20-some week of a football season that, you know, it's bigger than any bonus. So, and then you for lifetime, you had, and by the way, they have healthy markets. It's not like the Betfair markets or the markets that were one-way markets. We had some here in the States, so I just forget the name of them. We had some ones that were offshore, of course. I just can't think of the names of them. But we had some here. Matchbook. There would be like $20,000 on one side and $10 on the other side.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is there.
No,
so
no.
I can't believe
anyway,
people don't use that.
We've had the brass of both Profit Exchange and Sport Trade on a numbers game. Dean and Jake from Profit Exchange.
Yep.
And Alexander Kane from Sport Trade was on here a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And so, it's just, another, I hearken back to when Andrew Giroud, I've brought this up many times before, Andrew Giroud was the lead developer of the Midas algorithm over there at the M.
Right.
Back in the day at Cantor Gaming.
Right.
And I remember he used to come on the Betting Dork podcast with me. He's a British guy, derivatives trader. And he used to say, you know, I remember you asking him, I was like, oh, wow, how long do you think this in-game thing will catch on, because at that time they only had like 1 or 2 games where they were having in-game availability,
right?
And you had to be sitting in the book. This is 2010-ish, and he said to me, he was like, "Hey, it's going to be just like in the UK. It was 51% of the handle was in-game at that time." And he said, "Oh, it'll be the same here in the US." I was like, "Well, by when?" He goes, "Oh, 2 or 3 years." And then I thought to myself, "I'm like, okay, you don't understand how slow we are, right?" And that was the only thing I was right about. But it just takes us so long to adopt new constructs, whether it's betting or otherwise. But betting specifically,
I was very happy when these were open in New Jersey. I said, wow, this is going to be a thing. A lot of the markets are going to have this, you know, because it literally is 102 juice.
Yeah.
It just didn't take. Not yet, anyway. It didn't take. So hopefully it does. I want everyone to succeed. But yep. These guys are nice guys. They came here. We met them in town. Brandon is Alex's partner over there. I've known him for 20-some years. He used to post on forums years ago. And it's nice to see when the eight-figure guys have entered the building. There's Mr. Kimmel, and you know, I like to see when the big money guys enter. Hi, how you doing, guys? That's what I'm talking about. Seven-figure, I wouldn't say. Eight-figure, nine-figure guys, hey, how you doing, guys?
It's so funny.
I'll interrupt the show.
In my head, I'm like, don't look at the people who are hovering over the table.
Yeah.
Look at them.
I just think that maybe something, by us putting it out there, but maybe something is that not there. Maybe they should offer a small bonus. I don't know. But how can you with those tiny margins? How can you offer a bonus to customers
with
margins of, 101, 102 juice? So that's another subject.
Are you betting on the Final Four at all?
I really don't have any bets on the Final Four. I've seen Circa was opened up at like 10, went to 11, went back down to 10, and then the current numbers, last I looked, it was 12. That's how little interest I have in those games. I don't think it's ever happened. Yeah, it's 12. So I don't think it's ever happened where we've had 21-point line between both Final Four games.
It's two of the biggest five spreads in semifinal history this weekend.
Wow. Yeah, so combined. Yeah, Bill's got to be right. Combined is probably the most total.
You're right. Combined it is.
Gil, you know, I want to talk about a tweet real quick before we go off air.
Please.
I put this tweet up the other day. And it got 474,000 views. Look at this. Current cash out offer my friend was given, $77.
Oh, man.
So they had NC State to win it all at the beginning, a 32-1. She was given, it's a female,
by
the way.
320-1, not 32-1.
I'm sorry, 320-1.
Yeah.
$10, 10 grocery dollars to win 3,210.
Yeah.
The cash out offer was $77. So I thought it was even worse than it is. So it got about 500,000 views. By the way, thank you to a lot of the people that responded because they put me in check a little bit. I'm not always correct and about things. So like 70 it's only worth mathematically about double that. As a matter of fact, WagerWire came in and said, Bill, I figured it out for it's $169 buyout. It just looks like it's going to be so much higher. I thought it was even higher. I figured it was worth a couple $100 at least. But still, they're only offering you half. This just reminds people, don't use that cash out fee. A lot of people said, you have to use it. You should use it.
It's funny.
I'm just saying, I don't use the cash out feature. If you're going to make a bet, you should. But, I mean, there's reasons why you may. Either weather or something happens
on
the court.
An injury.
Because the algorithm doesn't pick that up right away. So there is some reasons, but there is other reasons. People make good points, and thank you guys for those points.
No, it's a great point because we brought up earlier in the week that I have two tickets on Alabama to win it all. Don't expect them to win, but I don't have them on an app. I have them in paper form, old school paper form from before we had the apps.
You can hedge, but it might be hard to hedge.
Right. Yeah. So, but I don't have a cash out option,
right?
Like I don't have a button to press and get a cash out. And it was very funny because someone, and I forgive me for not remembering who did, but someone immediately tweeted, they're like, trust me, you're not missing anything. And they showed me what, the cash out percentages and stuff. And I said to my guy, I know, because have you noticed like one of the pillars of offshore just started offering cash outs and they are hilarious.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
I mean, I do think there's easy positives and negatives, right? Like, just, you always got to keep in mind that cash out price is not going to be the true price.
Not getting your bank.
But also, you might have that option to cash out, kind of like your ticket, right? Your option where you could actually take advantage of that cash out instead of not having any other clean way to hedge.
No, I don't mean to absolutely crush on it, but yes, there's always a circumstance where it could be handy.
It's not bad enough betting into a market that takes 50%, by the way, takeout. Now you want to hit us over the head with a cash out that pays half the money. Really nice of you. At least here at Circa, they had the Masters is 20% takeout.
You didn't expect the cash out to be fair, did you?
Well, a little fair. Like I said, you're betting into a 50% market. But, like you guys know, I don't and bet into those markets unless I have many sports books, a plethora around me, and I can line shop. I just was shopping for Masters futures yesterday because I will once in a while find some low-hanging fruit.
You're just picking off numbers is what you're doing.
I'm just picking off numbers. Yeah. I don't even have to know what you know, like teams anyone plays on. It's golf. But, yeah, picking off some numbers where I see 100. Like, I seen 125-1 on Patrick Reed. And then I seen 150-1 and 100-1 and 80-1. So the 150, I just throw a little peanut on that.
By the way, if you're just a basic beginning gambler, best way to start is just doing that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Krakenberger, everybody, at Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks, the name of the podcast with John Orlando. We've done all we can do. Go Joe and Golic next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.